Fool! Thank you, Voodoo Glow Skulls, for doing the theme song for What's Up, Fool podcast. Check out their music at voodooglowskulls.com. Okay, where am I going to be at? April 18 and 19 at Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank. May 2nd through the 4th, I'll be at the Tempe Improv in Arizona. May 8th, Albuquerque, New Mexico at Santa Ana Star Casino. May 9th, Tucson, Arizona, Rialto Theater. May 15th through the 17th, Victoria, Texas at Golden Gecko. May 22nd through the 25th, Orlando Improv. Talking about older comics that you meet in the game who just fucking kidnap you, bro, because you're a young comic and they try to take advantage of you, you know, like make you, give you rides, you know. Kind of like, hey, bro style, you know, they make you wrestle.
You break them in.
You know, there's comedians out there. There's headlines out there, headliners, man, that actually just want you to headline because they want you to open for them because they're like 5 feet shorter than you, you know. They could wrestle with you and use you like a sparring partner all week. You know, being myself, as a comedian, you know, coming up in the game, you know, like I've always hung out with older comics at first because when you start off doing comedy, you don't just show up and everybody likes you and you're the new guy. You know, we're going to show you the ropes. Fuck that. It ain't like fucking at that. Shit, man. If the headliner likes you, he'll take you around with you, you know, but if he doesn't like you, he'll ignore you and he might approach you every once in a while and tell you, hey, bro, you know what, bro? That joke you did right now, it sounds kind of my joke, the one I did on fucking Culture Clash, hey, but that's the way it goes, man. So, yeah. So we're just talking about, because I've kidnapped people, I'm not going to lie, and I've been kidnapped, man. I'll tell you a time when this older comedian, you know, kidnapped me, okay? First of all, he takes me to a show. It's like this Latino show, okay? It's at UCLA. Chris Fonseca is there from Colorado. Just the other day. Yeah, he's a cerebral palsy comedian, so that's the way he talks. He talks like this. Very funny guy. I think he was married to Cindy from the Brady Bunch. But that's another story. Anyway, so we're doing this show, right? I'm hanging out with this headliner. I've been doing comedy for just 2 years. You know, I'm a new guy. You know, I want to learn everything, so I don't know anything, you know. So I'm hanging out with this older comic, and he takes me to the show in UCLA. And then for some reason, man, we end up at this girl's house, this Chicana student house, right? And she has, like, real buck teeth. And this guy is drilling her, man, like right away. Like, boom. It took seconds, man. Like, he is drilling her like a headliner, okay? Nah, bro. He's tearing her up, bro. And then he's tearing her up, bro. And I'm there with some other chick. And then I'm there like a rookie, man, you know, telling this other girl. Well, they're over there having sex in the bathroom, okay? They're having sex in every part of the room. The guy who brought me to the show. And I'm like an opener, you know, I'm new. I'm trying to keep it cool, you know, I get along with everybody. And I'm talking to the girl in the couch, you know, I'm right there asking her, you know, what you think of my set? You know, asking her, you know, I'm just a new comic, I'm new at this. Meanwhile, this guy's drilling that chick. And this guy's married, by the way. But when I first met him, I thought it was so gay, you know, because I don't know how comedy starts or how you meet people in comedy. This guy walks up to me. He goes, hey, bro, let's have lunch, bro, and talk about comedy. And I'm thinking, what is this guy, a fucking faggot? Yeah. Let's have lunch. You know, from Boyle Heights, bro, Pico Liso Projects. Well, nobody ever asked me for lunch. No dudes have ever approached me for lunch. They just tell me, hey, bro, let's get a fucking burrito, eh? So that was my point, man. I got kidnapped, you know. I ended up doing that for that dude. That happened. He got laid. I didn't, man. He's telling me how ugly that chick was on the way home, of course. So, and then I thought, what a mean guy. You know, he kidnaps me. I ended up not going home, you know. And I was living with somebody at the time. You know, I didn't go home, you know, because I want to be a comedian, you know. I want to learn. I'm hoping this guy takes me on the road, but I didn't even know what that is yet. Yeah, so I want him to take me on the road so I just don't go home, you know. And I have a girlfriend at the time, you know. So what am I telling her, right? Sorry I didn't go home, but I'm learning about comedy. So anyways, man, I'm right here hanging out with Chris Thorin from the Bay Area.
Yeah, what's up, Chris?
And Kenny Earls right here.
What's up?
And his side chick right here.
Heather, hi.
Heather. She's another story, man. She's probably part of Kenny's story. Anyway, so I'm here with my friend Kenny Benitez. He's on Facebook. Look him up. I met this guy through another loser.
what loser is that?
Nah, bro. It was fucking, he's not a loser. He's my friend, Juan Garcia. Uh-huh. He's a cool comedian, bro. So, man, so I'm doing comedy, man, and I fall off the wagon, man, and I have no car, okay? So this is how I kidnap people, man. I have no car. I met Kenny. This guy says, man, you're fucking hilarious, bro. And that was the first sign. Okay, bro. Okay, before you say anything else, do you have a fucking car?
You're moving too fast.
So what happened next, Kenny, man, the first time you met me? Tell them about the first time you met Felipe Esparza.
The first time is when I bought a Rice Krispies cake.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was at the Melrose Improv.
Yeah.
I was hanging out at the Melrose Improv with Ivan Cuellar. Ivan Cuellar is an old friend of mine. He's Gabriel Iglesias' personal assistant. He's some guy that I used to work at Yoshinoya with, by the way. But anyways, so my girlfriend, Lisa, she had made a bunch of
Rice Krispies cake.
Rice Krispie treats, Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, the Fruity Pebbles.
And they were full of THC, man. These fuckers were strong. Fuck. Plus, they were all like, it all depends. We didn't know how to make them that well. So the brownies, the fucking Fruit Pebbles were like, it all depended, you know, like sometimes the oil spread on one or the oil didn't spread on another one. So I'm selling Fruity Pebble treats for $10, man, to all the comedians, just my friends. Just my friends, you know. I show up to the improv. You know, I got like 5 CDs to sell. That's $50. I got 10 Fruity Pebbles. That's fucking $100. I got $150, man. I'm fucking working it tonight. And I'm doing a fucking 5-minute set, man. So it's on. So then Juan Garcia shows up. Hey, bro, my friend Kenny wants to buy a Fruity Pebble treat. He goes, tell him it's $10, bro. So he's sitting right in front of me. And then tell him what happened, bro.
Hey, fool, you have $10? No, I only got 8 on me.
So this fool only has $8 on him. So I fucking bit the Fruity Pebbles and I gave it to him and I took the $8. Hey. Hey, man, that's business, man. This is fucking, ain't nothing free in America, bro. Fruity Pebbles are $10. You only have 8? I'll take a bite. You only have 5? I'll bite half of it. Eh? You have $2? You can look at it. So what happened, bro, after that night?
Well, that's the problem. I don't fucking remember.
Was it good?
It was that good. I knocked out of my car. The only thing I remember was Lisa waking me up.
Oh, wow.
And she's like, Kenny, we got to go.
Well, you were driving, huh?
Well, I was sleeping in my car.
Oh, yeah? Well, were you sleeping in your car?
And,
Tell me about that time, bro, when I kidnapped you to go look for when I was fucking doing a lot of coke, bro, when I didn't sleep all day.
Oh, man. Well, first, we have to start off with the Laugh Factory.
Start it off, bro.
Because at the Laugh Factory, there was some random guy that walked up to you and said, hey, there's this spot, and you should check it out. There's women, weed, coke, everything you got.
Oh, shit. That was the time that you and I went to that fucking after party.
The after party.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
It was some.
And they have black girls there giving lap dances.
I never seen those type of black girls in my life. They were kind of pretty.
They were fucking fine, bro. They were like black chicks that you see on fucking Pornhub, man.
Yep.
With that guy, a big bumper.
We were in Hollywood.
No, it was on Hollywood and Vine. Was anybody else with us or just you and I?
It was just you and I. Yeah.
That was crazy. It was Latino night, right?
It was Latino night. It was a Monday night.
It was a Monday night, a Latino night. Who was hosting that
night? Joey Medina.
It was Joey Medina was hosting the Laugh Factory. And I met this guy. I don't remember him right now, but I saw him. You know what, bro? As a matter of fact, that guy that fucking, that guy that invited me to that party, I swear to God, bro, I think he's a fucking cashier at Rite Aid right now somewhere.
Really?
I swear to God. But that's yeah, so we went to the after party, and it was $20 to get in. You know, I paid for his way to get in because fuck it, man. When you kidnap somebody, man, you got to fucking sponsor everything.
All fees.
When you fucking kidnap somebody, like, you got to tell them, bro, I'm going to pay for your gas. I'm going to buy you food.
And smoke you out.
Smoke you out. You might do a little bump or something, man. So we went in there, bro, and there's, like, a lot of people, huh?
Well, the first thing we walked in, we saw people, chicks having riding on a dude. I don't know what the fuck to think. I thought I was...
It's not a strip club, bro. It was... It's an after-hour party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was some, like, back house. Some gate opened. They drove us in to the back.
Yeah, it was some Armenians, right?
Yeah, some abandoned warehouse.
Yeah, it was, like, I don't know if it was Armenians or some Mexicans food, but it was, like, Armenian security guard, man. They looked like, these motherfucking Armenians, bro, looked like the fucking KGB, bro. The motherfucker was 6'4". They had fucking CIA. They looked at the fucking KGB, bro. We show up, bro, and they said, "What's your name, my friend?" "My name is Felipe Esparza." "Okay, my friend, you're on the list. Come on in." And then we paid them $10, first of all, to get into the parking lot.
Yeah.
Then we walked in over there to the other place, and it was $20 to get in.
Yep.
And we walked in there, bro, and there was a fucking a bar. And the bar was selling fucking beer.
Coke.
Weed.
Pussy.
And lap dances from those two black chicks. I don't know about pussy because we didn't get them.
No, we were actually nice.
We're actually nice, bro. Yeah, Kenny got lap dances. Yeah. I was looking for coke all night. But what happened in there, bro? Tell me your side of the story. So bro, they had a DJ there, okay? They had a DJ, and there was like at least 20 people dancing at that around the DJ going on. It's all coming back to me, you know. We were drinking, and was there another comedian with us or just us?
No, there was just us. And
not Fly? No, it was just us. It was just us. And there was a DJ there, and I swear, man, it's all coming back to me. Did I perform?
I think you did, and on top of... Actually, that you got a line of coke. Actually, wait, the best part of this, all this shit was free. We got lap dances. They were actually going to fuck us for free. And they're actually hooking us for free. I don't know why. But they knew you were going to make it big someday. So they were getting ready for you.
Wow, man. And this is before Last Comic Standing, man.
A couple of years, like 2 years before.
What year was it?
Dude, it was like...
2007?
2007,
man. You know, I don't remember. You're right about that, man. We didn't pay for no beer. They were giving it to us.
We didn't pay for anything.
And that guy did show us to the room where they had coke. And I think it was on Hollywood and Vine by the train station across the street. And it was like, there's a lot of history on that corner too. And like on Hollywood and Vine, that area has always been shady, by the way. It's always been shady. They try to clean it up. It always looks shady. You know, it's like in Goodfellas, you know. It's like putting a fucking silk dress on a fucking pig. On a fucking pig. Or whatever, man. Yeah, so that corner right there, very famous because it used to be a pawn shop in the late 70s. And there used to be a serial killer. They were called the Hillside Stranglers. And the first girl that they kidnapped and killed, they picked her up on that corner, bro, on Hollywood and Vine. She was a runaway prostitute. And he picked her up from that corner. And I always remember that she was picked up on Hollywood and Vine. So that's where the fucking after hour party. So that place has been haunted with evil ever fucking since. So we're there partying, man. And the guy goes, "Hey, bro, do you mind performing?" And I said, "All right." You know, and now that I'm sober, you know, I don't drink no more. Now that I'm sober, Kenny... I'm fucking thinking about maybe this motherfucker told these people that I was going to show up and that's what they were there for. Or they're going to have a comedy show. So I'm doing comedy on top of a fucking speaker, bro. On top of a speaker.
Oh, yeah. They had that little mini stage in the corner.
That's the little mini stage.
Did they tell you to go up after you were all fucked down there?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. I was all coked out, bro. I was like Richard Belzer and fucking Scarface.
Wait, this is how it happened.
Ready,
huh?
Ready, bro.
This is how it happened. They got the big titty white girl to line up the coke for you, and she, you motorboat her, line, you snorted that coke, and then they asked you to perform, and that's when you said, "Fuck yeah."
Fucking,
why not?
Fucking, fucking people that kidnap remember more shit than I do, eh? For real, man. Like, just the other day, like, I was like, I've known this fool for a while, man. I used to give this fool fucking shitty ass advice, like, bro, read more books, fucker, you know? Or fucking bro, like, this fucking piece of shit right here doesn't know how to fucking back up out of a fucking parking space, man. Hey, for real, man. One time, it took this fool 1 hour to drive out of the fucking Laugh Factory private parking space, by the way. He almost hit fucking Dane Cook's car. And fucking, I had to drive back to the Laugh Factory and fucking reverse the car for him.
Oh, yeah, I remember that shit.
Fuck, man.
I remember that shit.
Yeah, man. So the other day, man, this was right here. Chris, remember? Chris, tell him, bro, about he was hanging out, and he said that story, bro. Learn your microphone. What did Kenny say, bro? Did he open up too much or what? Dude, come on, bro.
You opened up
Lisa was right
time.
Here. My fiance was right here.
You opened up too
this
much.
This is the reason we're doing this podcast right now.
Dude, so we're chilling in here. Lisa's in here. And then we're talking stories of the road, this and that. And these guys are talking, reminiscing about old school shit. And he goes, yeah, man, Felipe, he's the first guy that taught me. He's the first guy to show me how to get laid, man.
I know. Can you believe that, bro?
And then it got quiet.
I all got fucking quiet, bro. And I'm thinking, like, and I'm fucking thinking, man. Me and Lisa have given Kenny good advice, you know, like, like don't fucking take Jack in the Box to strippers.
Read a book.
Read a book. Take care of your son, you know, fucking focus. Because this fool smokes a lot of weed, bro. Yeah. A lot of weed, bro. He smokes weed after he smokes weed.
Hey, so we were in here, and we're all looking at Felipe. It's all quiet, and Felipe's looking at Lisa, and we're like, fuck. And he goes, He goes, yeah, man, he taught me how to get laid, man. He said, just whip your dick out. Just whip your dick out. And we're like, is this story going to happen? Are we going to tell this story right now? And he just whip your dick out. And then Felipe's like, I must have been loaded because I don't remember that shit.
Man.
Felipe's like, oh, I must have been.
I know that I was loaded, bro, and I don't remember that shit. But I kind of vaguely remember, and I know that we were sitting in his car and we were parked at my old apartment and shit by the loft. Right? And on Lucas Street. And it was funny because he had a son named Lucas, and I was all loaded. That wasn't Lucas. Yeah, Lucas. Oh, shoot. I was living in Lucas, but we were parked on fucking Main Street, bro. It wasn't fucking Skid Row we were parked. It was by the loft. Well, I think what happened was we were hanging out right there, and I think, what do you remember, bro? Who did I whip it out to since you know more this story?
How about this? How about let me just pass it on to the mic who you actually whip it out to?
Liar, bro. It was a fucking homeless lady, probably, dog. It was a fucking homeless lady,
caught off
dog.
Guard. She just got caught off guard.
I don't even remember.
But this is how this
dog.
Dude starts the story. He goes, "Yeah, man, Felipe taught me how to get laid by whipping your dick out and just showing the girl." And then we're like, "What?" And then he goes, after the story's over, he goes, "Oh no, he ended up not getting laid. He ended up not." Because Lisa was right there, so it was like.
I know she was right there, bro, but still, I don't remember this, man.
It was tense in this
room. It was crazy, bro.
You got some, right?
No, I don't remember, bro. Did I get some? No, I didn't get shit, right? We have a witness, right? We didn't get shit? How do you know I didn't get shit? All right. Damn. Most of the stories that you know, how fucked up was that, bro?
Are you talking about the one where the cops came out?
What cops?
Dude, I don't even know what kind of cops these were, but. We were walking down the street.
What street?
What was it, on 2nd and Main? Or what? Spring Street?
Spring Street, yeah. Downtown?
Yeah, we were walking down the street, walking back to my car. Because we had to park far, right? And we were walking down the street, and fucking this car just fucking pull up. Five cops come out of the car, and they point all their guns at us. And they hold it. And we're just looking at the cops like, okay, what the fuck we do now? Like,
that's crazy. Yeah, bro. We were walking, dog. We parked far on Spring because there's no parking on Main. It's done. And we were walking, and fucking a car pulled up, and then five cops came out of nowhere, and they pointed their fucking revolvers at us. And we just fucking froze. Bro, it was like the fucking... We were just looking at each other, but like, we didn't know what the fuck's going on. I didn't even know what happened, man.
They just pointed the guns right at us, and they held it for a couple of seconds like fucking dicks. Then they moved their guns towards the car behind them, and they started, like, pulling everybody out of that car. So we just walked away very as fast as we can. Where fucking Felipe tripped. He got scared. We all got scared, dude. We got fucking tripped.
I was scared, bro, because I had, like, a little bump left. I had a bump on you, bro, you know.
Oh, you fucked up your phone? You broke your phone?
I broke my phone.
Yeah, you didn't have a phone for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I was done, bro.
Yeah, dude.
So I think I think what happened that day, bro, when those cops showed up, they were catching my dealer, bro. Remember I told you that little Mexican fool that stood in front of that bar?
Yeah.
They caught the little fool that was selling 20 bags of coke, bro, by the bar, bro. I think they were catching him, bro, and he was done, dog. Yeah, and I walked by, bro. That fool ever comes out of jail, bro, he's going to think I'm riding that fool out, dog. It wasn't my fault and shit, right?
They didn't ask you nothing, right?
Yeah. But that was crazy, dude, because that fool, I used to buy coke right there. Like, it's funny, man. Wherever I fucking lived, I found drugs. And I knew that once I found drugs and I couldn't quit, it was time to move to another neighborhood and find new dealer and shit. So what happened, bro, after those cops? We just took off or what?
Yeah, no, we just took off. We don't want to fuck around. But we were shook for, like, we're confused and asking ourselves what the fuck happened for almost 6 hours.
Fuck, yeah. Oh, he's not my boy, man.
He's just a dealer.
He's just a dude that I know, man. Yeah. And I just say hi to him, you know, and I would buy, like if I had a show, like, whenever I had a show, I was living on Second and Main, so whenever I had a show, I walked up to that bar, you know, and he'd be there.
So did you see him get arrested, or
bro. Yeah, bro. Didn't those guys look at us like with a face like we should be helping them? It was sad, huh?
You know what I remember right now?
What?
I think Felipe has the best marketing campaign in the planet. He pays homeless people $5 to wear his shirt, and he tells people to go to his show. Right?
Yeah, man. When I was living on Second Main, I would see like the homeless people asking for change, right? And there was this guy, the pirate. Remember the pirate?
Yeah, yeah.
There was this guy, and you met the pirate, bro. Come on, bro.
He's dope.
Yep.
You know, Mike.
I remember the pirate.
You remember the pirate, right?
Oh yeah.
So this guy, the pirate, right? And there's three other homeless guys. I paid him $5. I paid him $5 to wear my T-shirt and beg for money all day. We're wearing my T-shirt. Anybody ask him, tell him that I'm doing a show Friday night at the Laugh Factory. So man, that was my first mass email.
Hey, but that's dope. That's
you know, bro. That was guerrilla marketing, bro. So I have this homeless guy on the other side over there. Hipsters were walking around looking at my T-shirt and shit. And the fucking homeless guys are fucking cooler than the hipsters now.
Hell yeah, man.
So
they look the same, but
these homeless guy will just walk around, dude. And it's funny, man. Like I would take Kenny to drive me around looking for a homeless guy to get me coke. Yeah, so those homeless guys, when I was living on Second and Main, you know, I would pay them to wear my T-shirt to promote me, you know, and also to do my bidding, you know, when I wanted to get high.
Oh, they would hook you?
Oh, no. Yeah,
they
dude, like,
all the best
like for real, dog. Like, I would know, like, there'll be one homeless guy that every time I see him, I give him $1. Every time I see him, I give him $1, you know. And then one day, I'm looking for him. This was driving me around fucking downtown looking for the motherfucker, right? Looking for the motherfucker, right?
What, he knew where to get the drugs?
Yeah. I never send him on a mission, but I would give him $1 and I would say hello to him.
Yeah.
So now when I found him, he doesn't look dirty, though. He doesn't look like a dirty homeless guy. And then when I finally saw him, I said, what's up, dog? Yeah, man. I gave him $40. I said, go get me something. I'll be right back. And I gave him fucking $40, and he came back with two big rocks. And you know what? He didn't even cut them in half before he gave them to me, because I would have done it. And all he did, man, can I get something? Yeah, bro. I gave him a little piece and I gave him $10. And I fucking smoked that shit, dog.
Dude, he loved that, I bet. I bet, because he got some drugs and some cash.
Dude, I swear, man.
And he'll wear your shirt for free after that. You know, you don't even need to give him
a I remember one time, Kenny, I kidnapped you, bro. And we were hanging out with some guy in Frogtown. Remember? We were hanging out in his house and he made you a fucking... I was all coked out. This fool's giving me dope and this fool's fucking sleepy, bro. And hungry, bro. I made a dope man make this fool ceviche, bro. Remember?
It woke me up because he fucking put some coke in it.
Yeah, man. This is on 2 days, bro. This fool's still driving around sleepy. I'm getting him high. He didn't even drink no water. I'm all fucking loaded. And fucking, hey, I made this fucking dealer make him a ceviche, bro. Watching TV with the dealer and his wife while I'm doing dope in the living room and shit. Then I come back and then the fool, the dealer, cut me off, bro.
He said, like, no more, man.
The dealer actually told him or probably gave him gas money to take me somewhere else.
He said, fuck that.
Yeah, no, man.
You're doing all my coke, man.
It was fucking nuts, bro. It was like a fucking...
Like in Boogie Nights, the dude with the mustache?
Yeah, I was like the dude. I was fucking nuts,
that's
bro.
That's just Cosmo.
It's because when you're crazy, bro, like when you want coke or when you want something, man, it's like that's your only goal, bro. You do whatever the fuck it takes to fucking get it, bro. Yeah, like, I would show up, like, I wouldn't have a ride to a fucking show, but I know this fool's going to be there, but this fool, Kenny, couldn't pick me up, right? Kenny couldn't pick me up for some bullshit, you know, he was his son or, you know, he's with somebody. So I would ask somebody else. I would ask, hey, bro, you going to that show? Pick me up, bro. I'll give you a guest spot. So that comedian gives me a guest spot and I give him a guest spot. Then he gives me a ride to the show. He's on a good show. Kenny shows up. It's on, bro.
Oh, it's over, huh?
I took this fool to fucking Drew Street, right? Yeah. Remember that fucking neighborhood, bro? Did I ever take it to those fucking black crackheads in Frogtown?
So what were you thinking? You were like, I'm going to go kick it at the Felipe show and go, he'll probably kidnap me and then we'll end up fucking somewhere.
Well, after that whole, the coke dealer kicked us out, I think we went 5 o'clock in the morning.
For the sake of, for anonymity.
Oh, his, yeah, but his, he's a coke dealer.
His name is Chuck.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Chuck. He's like, this guy named Chuck, bro, he's like Chuck the truck from the Chuck the truck straight up, right?
Yeah, and his brother. And that Ninja Stars, I want to fuck with that guy.
It was crazy, bro. This
coke
guy,
and Ninja
this
Stars
guy,
do not mix.
This guy had a plate of coke, bro. And he microwaved it.
Yeah. Why? Why are you microwaving?
So we're hanging out at 5 o'clock in the morning, bro. And then the party continues, huh?
Yeah. That's when he said, "Okay, now we're gonna knock on Chuck's door to get more coke." So he's banging on his door. He's not opening his door.
Is you trying to call him and shit? And
he's just
straight up, yeah, unannounced, go to his house.
You want a party, bro? You
right, exactly.
That's why cokeheads don't want to see other cokeheads when they're sober, bro.
He's a coke-hova witness.
Fully me, bro. Cokeheads don't want to see other cokeheads when they're sober, bro. Because when they see them, bro, all they think about the evil, bro. The evil, the nasty, the other dirt they did together.
So you're just trying to
get
on.
Yeah, bro. You want to see cokes only when you're on the morning. Yeah. So you know when you're doing coke, bro, you know that you can call on another cokehead's house at 5 o'clock in the morning.
And that's okay. Up. Yeah, it's all good.
He's up going to work or he's up doing coke. Either
he's
way,
going
he's going
to work.
Either way, this fool wants a bump.
Right. Yeah, it's true because he was up. The thing is, he knew it was Felipe, so Felipe, he had two doors. Yeah. So he had me bang on the other one while he's banging on the other.
Tag T's back again. For real, bro, I was knocking on fucking Chuck's door on one side, and I said, bro, get the other side, bro. Sometimes the fool passes out in the other room. So this fool's banging on the other door, bro. We're like multitasking,
dude, you knocking. Had this fool paranoid,
boom, boom, boom,
like
bro. This motherfucker was paranoid, bro. His loft was awesome, bro. His like our loft where I was living was like a loft, but his loft used to be his loft used to be the bathroom of the other lofts. So it's a cool little loft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're knocking on this fool's door, both doors. He's probably scared as shit.
He's scared as shit, but he's still not opening the door. But like Felipe said, he's still persistent.
And he knows it's Felipe.
Yeah, he knows Felipe. So what he says...
Go home, man.
He didn't say anything. We just go upstairs to the roof. We, you know, smoke a joint.
So he let you in then, cool.
No, he didn't let us in yet.
No, man, that loft had a rooftop. So we went to the rooftop and smoked joints till the motherfuckers woke up.
Yeah. What is it, like a park on the roof or some shit? Yeah.
And you just waited for him, huh?
Yeah.
Just didn't get the picture. Oh, no. Get the message. Don't go home. Just wait.
Like every 30 minutes we went down there knocking doors.
You don't answer the door?
But he knew we were there because obviously he opened the door eventually.
He opened the door eventually, bro, and met us with a bottle of scotch.
So you guys coked out and you fuck with scotch, huh?
I'll fucking hang out with fucking Duck Dynasty, bro, and pray, dog. It doesn't matter, bro, man.
Okay, so you go to this dude's house, you're up there smoking weed, you wait till he wakes up. He wakes up.
No, but I think one of his cats must have woke him up, bro, because those cats be waking people up, bro. They be bugging them, too.
Oh, yeah? So, wait, this dude got cats, too, man.
He has
some badass cats,
bro.
I think after that, we went to somewhere in East LA to get more coke. And I'm sure at that time, Lisa was worried about you.
Wait. So, how... I gave up on knocking on Chuck's house, so... How did I meet up with a guy in Pomona?
This is Ramona Street off the 60 and by East LA. Actually, this is the same... By the way, everyone, this is the same night that we came out of the fucking... That after-hour club. This is the continuation to that story. So that... Yeah. So from that night is this night. You know, we're still out there collecting. So Felipe doesn't stop, man. He partied hard. He got everything he want. And he said, I said, can I go home now? No.
Oh, that's a true-ass kidnapping. You got real kidnapping.
That's why he called it a kidnap, because I said, hey, I think it's time for me to go home. He said, no, you're not.
Better call the milk company, fool, because you're about to be on the...
I look for a guy, an Armenian guy in Pomona. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This was my other dealer, bro. This is a guy that I met through Blind Armenian. Remember that Blind Armenian, Anthony? Yeah. This is a dealer that this fool hooked me up. He lived in Monterey Park. Wow. I forgot about that dude. That fool, he always met me somewhere. But he always had coke. As a matter of fact, yeah, I remember that guy. I would call him up and he would meet me, but he got up. I knew to call him. It's funny, man. I remember him now. But I knew to call him because I knew that he gets up after 9 o'clock in the morning, and he told me to call him anytime after 9 and anytime after 3 in the morning, but not after 7. So. So he met us there, bro, right? He was driving a Mercedes or something, right?
Yeah.
He was cool.
Yeah.
He always said, what's up?
I think that was the quick stop. He just, you just went, you walked out. He said, let me handle this. It's going to be quick. He pick it up. I think after that, that's when you calmed down and you let me go.
Oh, wow, man.
So it was your car, though. So you just drop him off at his house, or do you just leave him wherever?
No, I took him back home and took him back, and I'm sure his lady was very, very sad.
No, but did I have, I went back with the dopamine, or did I do it all?
What was that?
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to go home with drugs on myself.
Dude, I think you swallowed it. You took it.
Oh, dude, so you...
I must have just did all of it, like, on the way home.
So when you went to party, you go party, but you wouldn't bring that shit back home at all?
Oh, no, man.
You'd be paranoid?
You paid, like, $40, $25 every stop.
Just so we could have a little party session and then be done with it.
Yep.
So you weren't done with the coke. You weren't done with the shit.
No.
So this fool's swallowing it on the way home?
Yeah, man.
Beast, fool.
This fool's doing... He's fucking eating breakfast, bro. Or Jack in the Box. He's talking to me, fucking grossing me out with food, bro.
Oh, I bet, dude.
Dude, I've been up for three days, bro.
And you're all coked
out. Doing a bubble here, and I'm fucking smelling a burger, bro. Fucking grossing me out. You know what the sad thing is, bro? You know how fucked up it was, bro? That one time, Kenny was so hungry, bro, and I kidnapped him. This fool, we went to Ralph's Market. This fool bought a big ass sandwich, bro.
Oh, one of them big.
He bought a big
sandwiches?
Ass sandwich because he didn't know how long he was gonna get kidnapped. Remember that big ass sandwich?
Yeah.
Hey, that's right. I had to fucking prepare for fucking my vacation.
That's fucking great. Well, you started getting used to it. You started knowing what was up.
Yeah, that's dude. Crazy. So I remember because Kenny would take. I would kidnap Kenny. And I tell him at the end, I'll be telling him all fucked up and lower. He, come on, bro. I'm going to buy you a piece of cake later, bro. I'll be begging like this. Come on, bro. I know you're going to pick up your kid, but come on, bro. Don't you want to kick it like a big dog, bro? I thought you were from New York, bro. That's I thought you were from hilarious. Fucking New York, dog. So, yeah, man. So, we're
so gonna, you get home blasted still.
Blasted. Bro, well, I'll take him with me, bro, to Ralph's. And I buy a bunch of fucking alcohol, bro. And I buy him like a fucking red velvet cake for $1.99.
Hell yeah.
Hey. And then you say, that's why nobody loves you.
That's why nobody loves you, bro. Who else buys you cake, dog? Because you know what, dude? Because the guy that used to kidnap me, that's what he would tell me, bro. He will buy me something. Bro, nobody has bought you a burrito at 3 in the morning, bro.
That is fucked up right
Fool.
There.
The guy that used to kidnap me, bro, Felipe Esparza, the guy who used to kidnap Felipe Esparza, this fucking comedian, one time he called me at 2 in the morning just to go to his house and watch him cry. This fool's drinking fucking peppermint schnapps crying, bro, about how fucking his dad never loved on me. Anyways, man, so... That's all for now, man. Kenny, thank you very much, man. Kenny Benitez.
Thank you for having me, Felipe.
Where are you going to be at next, bro? Nowhere, fucker. You're going to give me a ride, dog. Keep liking my shit on Twitter, on Instagram. Look him up on Facebook, Kenny Benitez. Bro, where's your chick at, bro? You have a girlfriend now? Oh, man. Because, yeah, I'm going to tell you, bro, you should leave her, bro. Nah, I'm just kidding, man. Nah, bro, you guys were fucking nasty sometimes, bro. I remember one time you were driving the car, bro, and I was all loaded, bro, and you were fucking finger banging it, bro.
Oh, man.
That shit was nasty, dog.
Yeah, I remember that.
Fuck, bro. I know you were while you were doing that shit to gross me out to leave, bro, and I did leave, eh? I was like all coked out, bro. Watching them, I said, man, these fools have no respect, man.
She's all, damn it, man. Or can we have to keep driving him around? Can we go home? He's like, yeah, we can go home.
So how old is your son now, bro? How old is your son now?
7 years old.
Oh, bro. I'm glad you're doing things, bro. And thank you very much, bro. I know you email. We haven't hung out in a long time since. When I saw her up, bro, I don't like to be reminded about being a piece of shit, bro. So so I might not look you up or say hi to you. But, yeah, man, you're a good guy, bro. You were there, bro. You were there on the hard time, bro. You were there like a fucking... they should have meetings for guys like Kenny, man, like Kenny Benitez. They should have meetings called, like... I don't know, man. Like
I was
group,
kidnapped.
Al-Anon, you know?
I was kidnapped.
I don't know, Lisa, you have any name for something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Or fucking, I almost died. My mom almost kicked me out of my house. You know, I shouldn't be there. Anyway, so, yeah, man. I don't know. What was my point, bro? Anybody help me out here? Remember
hey,
what I'm
dude,
talking about?
You used to kidnap him, man. He was one of your
Yeah, man. One
guys.
Of many, man. Thank you, man. You
One of
you,
your hostages.
You, it was like, bro, you served the purpose, bro, for the time, bro. 2007, 2008. Those were the rough times. Hey, bro, I even took you to Long Beach one time, huh, and party at that empty apartment. Fuck, okay. That's another story for another time, bro. Maybe we'll invite you again, Ben Kenny. Chris Thorin right here, bro. I know, bro. I know you hooked me up a couple of times in Oakland. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, bro. Thank Hell you very yeah. much for having me.
Right on.
All right, man. Felipe Esparza signing out. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Felipe.
What's your name of the podcast you do with Bush Escobar?
The Gravel Pit.
The Gravel Pit.
Stitcher
Thank
iTunes.
You, Kenny, man. A big hand for Kenny. Well, thank you very much, Felipe Esparza. What's up, boo?